The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 29th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
The mystic yoga system, as you have explained, aims at the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is meant for completely ending material existence. Please let me know what the nature of that yoga system is, how many ways there are by which one can understand the truth, in truth, that sublime yoga.
Jo yoga bhagavat bano nibbana atmanam stayudita kidrisha kati changani jatastattavo bodhanam. Tatta avabodhanam. Tatta means truth. So, the idea is how to understand the Supreme Person, Supreme Being, in tatta, in truth. Manasyanam sahasyesu kaschi jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhanam kaschid beti maam tattva. The tattva word has been used in the Bhagavad Gita that everyone has got some idea of God. Not everyone, but out of many, many, millions of persons. Manushanam sahasresh. Not ordinary man. There are millions and millions of persons. They don't care, just like animals. They don't care to know what is God, what is our relationship with God, how to act in that relationship. The Vedic instruction, the whole Vedic instruction is for this purpose. Vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedam. That is the purpose of belief. So first of all, we have to know what is our relationship with God. That we do not know. Neither we try for it. Therefore we say, that out of many, many thousands and millions of persons, manushanam sahasresh. So, kaschit, somebody becomes interested what is the purpose of life. That is actually awakening of human life. Otherwise, like cats and dogs eating, sleeping, having sex intercourse, and after some time finished. That is the life of cats and dogs. That is a human life. Human life, as it is stated in the Vedas, athāta brahma jiggāsa. This life is meant for inquiring about the Supreme Being, Brahma, Parabrahma. That is human life. The whole Vedic civilization is based on this basic principle that to understand the absolute truth. In this Kali Yuga, nobody is interested in. We are spreading Krishna consciousness. Very few people are interested to know about Krishna or the Supreme Being. So that is not human life. Human life means when we inquire about the absolute truth. That is human life. So there are so many societies, so many religious institutions, but nobody is interested to know Krishna or the Supreme Being. Krishna means the Supreme Being. All are trapped. No educational system, no university. Therefore Krishna said, Manushanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddha. That is siddhi of love. Siddhi means perfection of life. To understand God. Because in the human life, if one tries, he can understand God, he can understand himself, he can understand what is his relationship with God, he can understand how to act in that relationship and thus make his life perfect. That is human life. So, manushyanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhay, siddhi. Siddhi means self-realization. And jatatam api siddhyana. And even though one is siddha, self-realized, he also does not understand what Krishna. Even one is siddha. That siddha has still to be progressed. Then he will come to jnanavan. Jnanavan means one is siddha, one has understood himself. That siddhi means to understand oneself that I am not this body. That is siddhi. Everyone is misguided. Everyone is acting in this world under the bodily concept of life. And they are very, very much unhappy on account of this. Because as soon as one understands that I am not this body, he immediately becomes Brahma-realizes, Brahma-bhuta, and immediately becomes happy. Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma. Prasanna-atma means, what do you mean by prasanna-atma? Na sochati, na kankati, no more material desire. That is Brahma-bhuta. Everyone is trying for material sense gratification. The animals, the beasts, the birds, and the human being, that is material world. He is simply sochati and kankhati. When there is loss, he is crying, and when there is no possession, he is ahankari. These are the two diseases of material existence. So, when one is Brahma-bhuta, he realizes that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. Then the next stage is na sochati, na kankhati. That is the... But that is not all. That is not all. That is not steady. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma na sochati na samas-sarvesu-bhuteshu. At that time, because he is not in the bodily platform of life, he does not see the body, but he sees the soul. So as spirit soul, we are one. Simply, we are differently dressed in different body on account of our desire and karma. So one who has realized that I am not this body, he does not make any difference of body. Vidyavinaya-sampanne brahmane gavihastini sunicecha sapakecha pandita samadarshi. He does not make any difference that here is a learned Brahmin and here is a dog. Because he knows the learned Brahmin has got a different body and the dog has got a different body. Ultimately, the dog is also a spirit soul and the Brahmin is also a spirit soul. That is his vision. It does not mean that he is so fool, he makes a Brahmin equal to the dog. No, that is not. But he knows the fact, what is the dog and what is the Brahmin. That is Brahma realization. Samasarvesu bhuteshu. Then, madhvakti lavate para. Then the real bhakti begins. That means after self-realization, when he understands that he is not this body, in the bodily concept of life, I am thinking I belong to this family, I belong to this society, I belong to the country, and so many. Ahamameti, janasya mohoyam, this illusion is going on. And Brahma Bhuta means one who is above this illusion. He has no more such distinction that I am this body, I am belong to this family, I belong to this country or community. No. I belong to Krishna. Krishna says, Jeev, Mamaivansa. Krishna says, and Brahma Bhuta stage means I realize that I am part and parcel of Krishna, and my only business is to serve Krishna. That is Brahma Bhuta. Therefore, Krishna says, Jatatama visiddhanam kaschit vetrimam tata. Tata means one has to understand in truth what is Krishna and what is my relationship with Krishna. Simply, siddha is not perfection. Siddha means I am not this body. That is all right. That is perfection. But you have to make further progress. Brahma Bhuta, you have become now self-realized. That's all right. Nasuchiti nagan, samas service. But you have to enter into the parabhakti. Then your self-realization will stand. Otherwise, again you will fall down. Arujya kritchena parang padang tata patanti adha. Anadita jusmatangra. I have given this example. That you have got a very nice Sputnik airplane. You can go many thousands and millions miles up. But if you don't get any shelter, either in the moon planet or any other planet, then you come back again. The same example. Similarly, you may become Brahma Bhuta, Brahma realized, but if you simply remain in the impersonal or void, then Brahma Bhuta means to make this material world null and void. And you come to the another world, spiritual world. So if you cannot enter into the spiritual world, mad bhakti lavati param, if you simply remain Brahma Bhuta, then you will fall down. Because you are by nature seeking ananda, blissful life. So if you do not get varieties of life, just like we want varieties in this material world. This material world is simply imitation of the spiritual world. So we are attached to the varieties. Therefore we are seeking ananda. But because it is material and we are spiritual being, we cannot enjoy this ananda, material varieties fully. There are so many defects. In every it is, and we are seeking that spiritual variety. So if you don't enter into the spiritual world with spiritual variety, then you will again fall down. That is called bhakti yoga. Just like Krishna says, jadgatyana nivartante tad dhamam paramam. When you get spiritual varieties, that you can get when you enter into the spiritual world, either in the Vaikuntha world planet or in the Goloka Vrindavan planet. There are varieties. The varieties are mentioned in the Shastra. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha lakha vritesu suravi ravipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam Govindam Madhipurusam Tamaham Bhaja Venam Kandantam Aravindra Dalayatam. Don't think that Krishna figure is the imagination of some artist or painter. No, no. These are the description in the Vedas. Venam Kandantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, is playing on his flute. Venam kannantam aravinda dalayataksham, and his eyes are like the petals of lotus flower. Venam kannantam aravinda dalayataksham barahavatam sa. There is a feather, a peacock, mushitam mudasandarangam. The complexion is like black cloud, but very, very beautiful. Venam kannantam aravinda dalayataksam barahavatam samasitam buddha sundana kandarpa koti kamani. is so beautiful that more attractive than many, many hundreds and thousands of cupids. Kandatpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham Govindam adipurusam tamam. This is the Govinda's description. There are so many descriptions. So, this is spiritual varieties. Material varieties cannot give us full satisfaction. Therefore, we want change. Change. Another change. Another change. Puna puna charvita charvanana. Here in the material world, we are simply chewing the chewed. Once chewed and thrown it away, again somebody is coming, change. So, spiritual variety is not like that. Spiritual variety is anandambudhi vardhanam. The more you are attached to spiritual variety, it is just like ocean. And ocean does not increase. But spiritual varieties are said they are increasing. Not just like here, you've got the Arabian Sea. It is not increasing. If it would have increased, then Bombay town would have been finished long ago. No, it is not increasing. It has got a certain limit. You go to the beach, you see, certain, no more there. But it is compared with Anandambudhi, the ocean of bliss, increasing, vardhanam. Anandambudhi vardhanam. The more you enter into the spiritual bliss, the more you become joyful. That is spiritual. Spiritual, just like these boys, these girls, they are chanting Hare Krishna. Had it been hackneying, how long they would have chanted? No, that is not possible. Unless it is spiritual, nobody can be satisfied simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You take any other word, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, how long you say? After chanting for half an hour, you'll be fed up. But this is anandambudhi vardhanam. The more you chant, the more you become spiritually advanced. This is called anandambudhi vardhanam. Otherwise, how one can be satisfied simply by chanting, chanting Hare Krishna? They are not mad, they are not foolish, they are human beings. And how they have given up everything simply by chanting? If it is not anandambudhi vardhanam, if it is not increasing in spiritual blissfulness, practical. They have forgotten everything. They are also young men. They don't go to cinema. Just one block after there is cinema. They will never go, be giving up this chanting and go to the cinema. Don't you see practically? So spiritual life, there is spiritual life. That if you take to spiritual life and take to the process, then your anandambudhi vardhanam, your spiritual life will be blissful more and more. It is not decrease. Because we want ananda, anandamaya vyasat, that is the Vedanta Sutta. Living being, or Parabrahma, or Brahma, everyone is anandamaya. That ananda can you get perfectly when you take ananda with Krishna, in association with Krishna. You associate with Krishna as servant or as friend or as father, as mother, as conjugal lover. There are five rasas: Santa, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsala, Madhurya. Here also, in this material world, we have got the same rasas. We are related with somebody as father, somebody as son, somebody as lover, somebody as beloved, somebody as master, somebody as servant. This is relations. This is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Therefore, although we have got the same relationship for releasing, today I am loving my son, and tomorrow then my son may be the greatest enemy. There is no eternity of such love. Or the son may die. There is no eternity. Today I am loving some man or woman. It may break tomorrow. That is the defect of the material world. But in the spiritual world, the same relationship will never break. It will anandamrudibardhanam, simply increase. That is called perfection. That is called perfection. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaya, jatatam visiddhyanam kaschid vettimam tattva. If we understand Krishna tattva, not superficial, here the word is used, jatas tattavabodhanam, tattavabodhanam. Kindly explain to me that bhakti yoga by which we can fully understand the truth, absolute truth, tattavabodhanam. So how that tattva can be understood? That is explained by Krishna, that janma karmam cha dibbam me jo janati tat. So we have to understand Krishna tattva, by truth. And how we can understand that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamam vijanati javan jaschami tattva. This is tattva word. So tattava bodhanam. The Devahuti is asking Kapil there, kindly describe that process of yoga by which we can understand in truth tattavabodhanam, not superficial. Tattavabodhanam. And another place, the tattva is described in three ways. Vadanti tat tatta vidas tattam. Jajjnanamadhyam. They are not different. That is, everything is tatta tatta. There are three kinds of tatta. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdas. The very thing, tatta, is described in three features. Impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and at the end, Bhagavan. So understanding of Bhagavan means understanding of Brahma and Paramatma. But understanding of Brahma or Paramatma is not understanding of Bhagavan. Therefore, the Brahmavadis, the Paramatmavadis, they are impersonalists. They cannot understand the Supreme Being, Personality of Godhead, Krishna. They cannot understand. That is the defect. Therefore, some yoga system, jnana yoga system, or dhyana yoga system, and there is bhakti yoga system. That bhakti yoga system is the perfect. And jnana yoga system or dhyana yoga system, that is partial understanding, paramatma feature. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. In that way, you can understand, you can come to the platform and understanding samas sarvesu bhuteshu. But that is not perfection. Still you have to go. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu madhbhakti labhate param. After realizing samas sarvesu bhuteshu, this principle, then you have to enter into the devotion, parabhakti. Parabhakti means transcendental. Bhakti means para. Bhakti does not mean material. The material, it looks like material activities. But it is not material activities. Just like the example can be given. There's a boy is flying kite and he is, that is called the reel, latai. So, sometimes he brings down the kite and sometimes he allows the kite to go. There are two kind of plane. So similarly, the one kind of activities means you are becoming free from the resultant action of activities. And one kind of activity is you are becoming entangled. So, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Jagyarthe karma, annatra karma bandhana. If you work for Jagga, for Krishna, then you are becoming relieved from the resultant action of karma. But if you work for your sense gratification, then you are becoming entangled with the resultant action of your karma. Therefore, sometimes this bhakti yoga is misunderstood as karma. Mayavadi, they cannot understand. They think that bhakti yoga is also karma. These people are less intelligent. So they are in the, because jnana yoga means vikarma or akarma. Akarma. There is no resultant action. That is the view of the jnanis, Mayavadi philosopher. But because they see that the bhaktas, they are working also, just like ordinary man, therefore it is maya, that is Mayavadi. They think bhakti activities as maya, therefore we call them Mayavadi. But actually bhakti yoga, if you act according to the shastric principles, if you act according to the order of your spiritual master in bhakti yoga, that is not karma. That is bhakti yoga, beyond this karma yoga. But they cannot understand. Just like Krishna described in the shastras, Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha lakha vritesu surabhi ravipalayantam. Surabhi ravipalayantam, Krishna is very much fond of tending cows, surabhi cows. The Mahabadi will see, what is this Krishna? I mean, Brahma was built. How is that? This Krishna, this boy in Vrindavan is being worshipped. He is spoken as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is that? He is taking care of the cows, this cowherd boy. Indra was also bewildered. Mujjanti, Jasuraya. To understand Krishna, even Brahma, Indra, they become bewildered. Therefore, manushanam sahasya sukaschit jata disiddhaya. Jatatamapi siddhanam, kaschit vettimam tattata. We have to understand Krishna in truth, otherwise we will be bewildered. And for that reason, you have to hear from Krishna, or his representative, to understand Krishna. Otherwise he will also be bewildered. So if we can understand Krishna, that these activities of Krishna, dibbam, janma karma chame dibbam, divine, they are not ordinary activities. If we can't understand it, immediately we become liberated. Simply if we can understand the activities of this Krishna's dancing with the gopis, they're dibbam. They are not ordinary. Just like here also a young man wants to dance with many young girls. It is not like that. And because people cannot understand Krishna, and if they hear about the dancing of Krishna with the gopis, they take it a concession. Now let us dance with young girls. And they are going to hell. Therefore, you have to learn from the proper person about Krishna's activities. If you learn Krishna from the professional and uneducated person, non-devotee, then you will go to hell. Therefore, immediately we should not try to understand Krishna's dealing with the gopis. It is very confidential. It is kept in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That means you have to understand Krishna as he is by reading first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you will be able to understand janma karma cha dibbam. The Krishna's activities, they are not ordinary thing, they are divine. And if we actually understand, then immediately you become liberated. Janma karma cha dibbam, ji janati tattva. Therefore, here it is said, kiri sang kati changani. How that and Bhakti Yoga is situated, and how many processes or branches are there.
Kirisha kathicha angani jatas tattavabodhanam.
Then we can understand Krishna in tatva, in truth. That is required. That is Bhakti Yoga and Bhaktyamama Vijanati, Java Andaschami, Tot. You somehow or other take to Krishna consciousness, engage yourself in devotion and service under the direction of Shastra and spiritual master. Then you understand Krishna and then your life is perfect. Thank you very much.